Good morning, everyone. It's November 19th, Thursday, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Swati, and let's have a quick look at the top cues for the equity markets in today's session. But first, the headlines. Pfizer ends vaccine trial with 95% success rate to apply for approval soon. Wall Street closes lower as shutdown worries overshadow vaccine hopes. Delhi logs highest single-day fatality count due to COVID. Despite Make in India push, industry share in GDP hit 20-year low in 2019. Government collects rupees 72,000 crore under Vivad Se Vishwas Direct Tax Resolution Scheme. And LVB shareholders to ask RBI to reconsider stand on merger with DBS. Now, the news in detail. After scaling fresh record peaks for the three consecutive sessions, the domestic equity market is expected to see a negative start on Thursday, as indicated by SGX Nifty. At 7:25 a.m., the Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange were trading 67.5 points or 0.52% lower at 12,895.8 levels. Further, weak global cues are also expected to dent investor sentiment. In the overnight trade, US stocks lost substantial ground at the close of a seesaw session as investors weighed encouraging vaccine developments against surge in COVID-19 cases and lockdowns. Asian stocks followed Wall Street's sharp sell-off on Thursday as concerns about rising coronavirus infections and new shutdowns in major US cities hosed down earlier investor enthusiasm about COVID-19 vaccine developments. Oil prices too slipped in the early trade. Meanwhile, final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data, paving the way for the drug maker to apply for an emergency US authorization within days, it said on Wednesday. Pfizer said it expected the US FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee to review and discuss the data in a public meeting that will likely be held in December. Back home, India has reported nearly 38,617 fresh COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours. Delhi recorded 6,396 fresh COVID-19 cases. On the macro front, manufacturing made up 27.5% of India's GDP in 2019, the lowest in two decades, showing the share of the sector continues to shrink in the economy despite the government's Make in India push. This makes India one of the least industrialized countries in Asia, with the exception of Pakistan, Nepal, and Myanmar. In the corporate news, IT services firm Wipro on Wednesday said it has fixed December 11 as the record date for its up to ₹9,500 crore share buyback program, while India's largest IT services firm, TCS, on Wednesday said its shareholders have approved its up to ₹16,000 crore share buyback plan. That's all we have in today's Market Ahead. For all the latest news and views on the business economy and markets, do log on to businessstandard.com.